Amen. Thank you, Tom. And I will be praying again. They said something about prayer, that you can never pray too much. You can only under-pray. And so I'm going to pray even before I start to talk. Amen. If you would just join me, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to exalt you this morning. We want to lift you high above every other thing, principalities, powers, oh Lord, and we just want to honor your great name. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God that teach us to pray. And Lord, here we are in your presence. We want to learn more from you. And after learning, Father, we want to be able to practice what we are learning. We want to be able to challenge you, Lord, even according to your word, that test me in this and see. And so, Father, I pray this morning over your people that you would hold open our hearts to receive from you in the name of Jesus. Where faith is failing, Father, would you increase our faith, O Lord? Where we are weak and tired and weary, would you strengthen us from within, O Lord? Where we seem to have had enough because we've tried it and it hasn't worked, Father, this morning, would you just pour out a fresh anointing upon each and everyone in this room, O Lord? And by the time we finish, Lord, may we know indeed that we have been visited by the Most High God. I honor you. I adore you. I bow down before you, my Lord and my God, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all we could ever ask or even think. You are God, and we worship you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
So I'm talking about prayer, and we started off last week with Al and with Andy teaching us about praying. And so what they did yesterday was just like the basis of, last week was the basis of prayer, you know, just morning devotion, reading your Bible, praying in the car, prayer walk, and all of that. And today I will be looking at petition and intercession. So it was the disciples that saw Jesus, the way he prayed, the way he did these things, and they said to him, teach us to pray. And I am a living testimony that the Holy Spirit can actually teach us to pray. I didn't grow up in a home where my parents would call us and say, come, let us pray. And so I had a lot of challenges with prayer. Why do we need to pray if this God is almighty, if he's powerful, if he can do all things, if he knows all things? But then as the years passed by and I started to hear testimonies about, I prayed about this and this happened, I prayed about that and that happened, I started to get encouraged. And Lord, if these people are praying and they're having testimony, then teach me how to pray. And so the journey started. Now, prayer is hard work. And it is hard work because we have an enemy that does not want us to pray. There are times I will set my mind to pray, and then something will just take over. And I thought, why didn't I pray? It's because there is an enemy that does not want us to pray. Now, Paul, can I have the next slide, please? I don't think this is working. Thank you. Paul in, I need my glasses here as well. Sorry. So Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 7, actually urged us, begged us, asked us, required of us to first of all that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. It is so important that Paul said, first of all, what you need to do is to pray. And in prayer, there could be petition, there could be intercession, and then thanksgiving. And so I'm focusing this morning on petitions and intercession. What is petition and what is intercession? But first of all, when we do it, what are our expectations? Why does Paul told us to pray? It is so that we may live a peaceful and a quiet life in godliness and holiness. It is good and it pleases God, our creator. And so if you want to honor God, you recognize him as your maker, you have to pray. God wants all people to be saved. Now, I know in my church here, Life Church, we've been talking a lot about evangelism, you know, speaking to our neighbors. We've done different things. We've gone onto the street. We've tried dinner with our neighbors to try and, you know, get them to know God, because that is God's desire. But this can only be successful through prayers. And prayer is not just like what Al and Andy described to us last week. It is petition and intercession. There is one God and one mediator, Jesus, between God and mankind. Now, Jesus came, and it's so powerful, after Jesus died, that the curtain was cut into two. There was no longer any separation between us and God. And that actually means that we have access to actually come before God with boldness and with that, this is my Father. I need to speak to my Father in the name of Jesus. One of the things I saw when I was growing up in Nigeria is we thought that the prophets were the mediator, you know, between us and God. And so whenever anything happens, you're quick to go to the prophet, pray for me. And it wasn't just expecting to hear what the prophet praying. It was to hear what is the Lord saying to you, to me. What is God saying through you to me? And so we gave all the power that has been given us. We've given it to people. We've given it to prophets. But God speaks. He speaks to us, and he gave us Jesus to be the mediator. In fact, in the book of Ephesians, we're told that Jesus is sat beside God in heaven, and we are sat beside him as well, and Jesus is interceding for us. He is praying for us. And then he promised us the Holy Spirit as well, that I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I am going to give you someone to encourage you. He's actually going to dwell within you, and that is the Holy Spirit. And these things can be hard to understand, because as human beings, we like what we can see, we like what we can feel, what we can touch. And so it's hard when you're talking about God, Holy Spirit, Counselor. It's hard. I found it very, very hard. But then God says that faith, if you would have faith and try it out. Faith is believing that what God has said he is, what he says he will do, he will do it. And as you start to pray as well, Lord, I need you to increase my faith so that I can believe. Thomas in the Bible, when he was told about Jesus resurrected and appearing, he did not believe. And it's so with many of us. Prayer, it's like a riddle. How do I do it? What if I do it and it doesn't answer? What if I don't get any results? But we know that the Holy Spirit is there to help us through Jesus Christ interceding for us as well. Amen. And the last one is that it matters that Christ Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all people. Just think about the sacrifice that Jesus did. Thomas read this morning, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe him would not perish but have eternal life. You have been saved, probably because your parents prayed for you. Probably you have an auntie or uncle that prayed for you. And I'm challenging you this morning, who are you praying for salvation? Who are you believing, probably in your family, at your workplace, in your community? You know this person isn't a Christian. Are you moved to say, God, if you have saved me, I want to pray and believe that you would save this person. And the last one, Paul says, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. Now, an herald is somebody that goes around announcing Jesus, telling, moving, and you know, and this is who we are as well. Just like Paul had the privilege to be called, we ourselves have been privileged to call, to do what God wants us to do. But that can only be properly achieved if we would ask the Lord to teach us to pray. Can I have the next slide, please? Now, what is a petition? Petition is simply a prayer that you pray to God and you say to him, God, I really need you to do this. It could be for a favor. It could be a challenge, something against you. It could be there is a particular problem and it doesn't seem to be shifting. It could be something to do with your friend. Your friend came to you, and particularly if it's a friend that you've been trying to tell about Jesus and about prayer, and your friend is saying to you, do you know what? I know you said you've been praying, but I don't think your prayer is working. That is when petition is needed. If something comes against you and is overwhelming, that is when you need petition. Petition is a prayer of, Lord, please do this. Lord, please, would you do this? And a good example of that that I love so much is one of my favorite Bible stories is the story of Jehoshaphat. When three nations came against Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat was afraid at first. But with his fear, what did he do? He rose up, he went into the temple. And even in his prayer, we can't really see very clearly, but I would encourage us to read it when we get from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 12. Jehoshaphat, his request was such that, Lord, do you see what is going to happen? These people are coming against us. They are going to fight against us and kill your people. Have you not helped, you know, our forefathers in the past? Did you not say this? Did you not do that? This guy was putting a challenge to the Lord. The Father, I am in trouble. And it's not just me, but the whole nation of Israel is in trouble. What are you going to do? And it's so good that God responded. When you I have challenged God, not because I'm worthy, but the thing is, when you know your identity, my identity isn't what I was before. My identity is what Jesus now says I am. And I have chosen to believe who Jesus says I am. And so whenever I'm in a situation that looks like, Lord, this shouldn't happen, I have challenged him and he has answered my prayer. He may not answer it exactly the way I want him to do it. And I remember a story when my son came home and he said, Mom, I won't be able to get a job because of my results. I'm supposed to get this to be able to do that job. And I'm really grateful because the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and I said to him, he was crying. I've never seen my elder son cry like that. And I hugged him and I said, sweetheart, your result is not going to determine your destiny. Your destiny is in God's hand. Why don't we pray and see what God does? And I said to him, what we are going to do, because it's a two-way thing. You're telling God, God, I need you to do this. You need to listen now. God, what do you want me to do? And I felt in my spirit that let us appeal to the school and said, you weren't feeling well when you did the exam, and let's see what they do. And if that doesn't happen, then we just leave it in God's hand. Just believe that if God is God, is God in heaven, is able to change things and is able to enable you to get even the best job regardless of the result of your exams. And that was what we did. The school said, no, he should have told us that he wasn't well. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do anything. So I said, Lord, you have given me this child. They've known me as a praying mother. What are you going to do? And the short story there is that he got the exact job. And God made it clear that it wasn't because of anything that he has done. It was just that I want to do it, just to know that I am God. He went for his first interview. He said, Mom, he used to stammer as a child, but then the stammering stopped. He said, when I went for this interview, I started to stammer. I didn't know what to say. I had to say to them, can you give me a minute? But he got through the first interview. He went for the second interview. He said, I'm not even sure if my presentation was good, but then he got a call again. And then the last one, he said, the man was talking to me as if he was my father. And do you know what? Paul says, if you are going to boast about anything, let your boasting be in the Lord. I'm standing here today not because I'm anything. The only thing I am is the grace that I've received from Christ. And it's saying that, God, I am reading your word. If you have done this, I am believing you that you can do this. Amen. And so petition is the prayer that you say, Lord, I am desperate. I need you. Going back to Jehoshaphat, God actually raised up angels to fight for the Israelites. They didn't have to lift a finger. All they needed to do was to just sing and praise. Now, if you don't have faith that God would do that, you think singing when a war is just around the corner. But Jehoshaphat has put a petition before the Lord, and he believed that God is able to do it. Amen. Can we go to the next slide, please? The next one is intercession. And intercession or intercessory prayer is a bit on a higher level than petition. Now, intercession is committing to pray for other people. An incident or situation, giving yourself in prayer for the need of others to take preference over your own personal need. And that is what we read in the book of Timothy chapter 2, verse 1-7. Intercession is praying for other people. And first of all, you start from your family. You go on to your friend. You go on to your church. You go on to the leaders in your church. You go on to the community. You pray for the authority. Now, there is a lot of challenges that is going on in our nation. And I realize that a lot of the time we talk about it, we moan about it, we even joke about it. But then when the effect of that comes, we're like, how did this happen? The question is, did you pray? Something is coming up next year, 2020, which we've been praying about in education. So it's that they're going to bring a new law into the school, a new academic whatever, that children would have to be learning about two fathers, two mothers, and stuff like that from as early as 4 years old. And when we as a group, because I have a group of people that pray together, when we heard that, we thought, no, why are they trying to take the responsibility of the parents, from them and trying to impose into children what they don't even need to learn at that age? Now, do you know what? We can talk about that forever. I don't like it. It's not going to happen. If you don't pray, it is going to happen. Just like many other things that we're not happy about has happened. And we're just living by it. I went to Bangor one time with Wes Alden, and he was telling me how, during his preaching, he was saying about how the Christians started the NHS, the Christians started this, they started that, the schools and everything. And that was the first time I've heard, and I thought, how did they take that out of our hands? Why have we allowed the things that God has given us to be taken out of our hand? We need to come back if we want to see change. Nehemiah in the Bible didn't have to do anything. He was in a comfortable place. He was happy. He was okay. But when he heard the news about the broken wall in Israel, in Jerusalem, Nehemiah prayed. And his prayer was a prayer of intercession. He prayed. He asked for forgiveness. He acknowledged the mightiness of God. He prayed for, Lord, I need to do this. Would you open the door for me? And it was after prayer that Nehemiah started to take step. But I'm sure he would have been praying every step of the way, even as he goes before the king, even as Sambalat and Tobiah and the other people came to stand against him and said, this is not going to happen. We are to believe what the Bible says if we want to see God move. I love this book very much because it has brought so much change into my life. And when I see what is written in the Bible, even when I know it's hard, is it really possible? I want to try it. I want to try it and say, God, if you did this, are you still able to do it in our time? But the thing is that we have allowed, as we're growing, the society is changing. We're giving more power to the government. We believe what they say above what God says. If we are to be world changers, then we need to ask God to grow us in intercessory prayer. There are times when I'm praying in, you know, the prayer of intercession, and I can actually feel like a cloud around me, not wanting me to pray that prayer. And if I was kneeling down, I will rise up on my feet and say, all right, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the unseen. I could feel it, but I cannot say it. I take authority over the unseen. Sometimes when I'm praying, my children will say to me, you're shouting. Well, it depends on what God is laying on your heart. It depends on what you're perceiving in the spirit. It depends on what you're actually praying for. When you are desperate for something, do you know what? You're not going to be a gentleman or a gentlewoman. We've read from Proverbs this morning how God is a lion that actually roars. If we want to see God move, we need to start to say, Lord, what will it take to see change? We are willing and we are ready. When Esther had to go before the king, Esther didn't say, all right, I could go before the king. After all, I'm a queen. It doesn't really matter. He loves me. He picked me out of over 100 women. No, Esther knew and understood the law, but she knows as well that there is a God that is above this king. And so Esther said, do you know what? Mordecai, you go and pray for 3 days, no water, no food, and I'm going to pray as well, me and my maid. And that was what they did. And the Bible says on the third day, she approached the king, and it was like the door had been opened for her. Esther, what do you want? Even up to, you know, the half of my kingdom. And she went on, about 4 times. Esther kept requesting. I'm sure the king later would have thought, what did you do to me? It wasn't just love, was it? No, it was more than love. God was in charge. God was in control. She trusted and believed the God who is able to change things. And after she prayed, she took action. There was a time in our community, we used to run our mother's prayer meeting on Thursday at the time. And I remember Ellen would say to me, Elizabeth, keep the noise down. But then we were receiving letters that, you know, oh, they've seen this strange person on the street. They've seen that strange person on the street. They want to kidnap a child. And you know, we had to separate ourselves like north, south, west, and east. And we started to speak into the air. We didn't see the people. We didn't know anything. It was just a letter that we saw. And we said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will take charge. None of our children is going to go missing. You will take care of their going. You will take care of their coming in. And after a while, that letter actually stopped. And we, to the glory of God, we haven't heard of any children being kidnapped or taken away. Prayer works. Prayer works. And I'm sure many of us will have testimonies of how God has answered us. But we are in a time and season where we seem to be getting tired. And we want as a church, which is the reason why the leaders have put this on, that we need to revive our prayer life. We want a stream of intercessors, people that are good at petitioning. Women are good at, if they need something, they know how to get it. We want to put that to use before the Lord as well. Whatever it will take you, Lord, to do this for us, particularly where our young ones are concerned. Many of us, we are graced to have had parents that prayed for us. But are you investing the same time for your children? And this is my challenge to parents that I meet today. Are you too busy even to pray for your children, to intercede for your children? Are you focusing on too much about education, position, power, that you're not thinking about their spiritual life? A friend of mine said that God is able, or no, as human beings, God has given us this ability to be able to make wealth, either we are believers or not, because it's giving us the brain to be able to use, and you think, I will do this, I will do that. But there are some things that cannot be done without praying, and I'm talking about intercessory prayer, prayer that locks you up in your closet, and it keeps saying, yes, Lord, we come against this in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. In fact, in the book of Zechariah, there's somewhere it says that the hand of the Lord is against you. And so one of my prayers is that any hand that is not of God that will touch any children that I know, the hand of the Lord is against you, you would not be able to touch any of our children. Amen. Sorry, I tend to talk too much when I'm talking about prayer. Can I have the next slide, please? God is still looking for intercessors. God wants you and me to rise up and intercede. There is a lot going on in our nation today. And like I said, we would rather talk about it than really ask God, what is your will concerning this? One of the thing about intercessory prayer is that you can actually ask God, what is your will concerning this? And if you would just listen, if you would just be still in the presence of the Lord will speak to you, you know. I'm not a prophet or anything, but sometimes when I've had to believe, you know, that when I'm praying for somebody and something is laid on my heart, it is the Lord speaking. And when I've taken the step of faith to actually speak it out, it's either been confirmed or it's something around it. Prayer requires confidence. Intercessory prayer requests, confidence, knowing that the God you're speaking to is a relational God. As you are talking to him, he wants to speak to you as well. Amen. So God is still looking for men and for women that will stand in the gap. Men and women that their job is not going to be the priority. You know, the pains in the world, the pains in our community. We were at the Manchester Night of Prayer 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and some of the things you hear, I don't know about you, but I'm like, God, we need you to do something. We need more. We need more. Thank you for what you have been doing, but we need more. We need to raise more people up that their job would just be to intercede. I want to say, I mean, you may disagree with me, that intercession is something that may not be for everybody, but you won't know until you've practiced it. You know, start by praying and then pray and intercede. God says, can I have the next slide, please? In the book of Ezekiel, can we go back to that book of Ezekiel? God said in that book of Ezekiel 22:30 that I am looking for someone to stand in the gap so that I would not destroy the city and I find none. Is there something happening in our community today that God is actually expecting you to just set time aside? Take the morning off work and say, do you know what, God, I am going to pray about this and see what you will do. Do you have a prayer partner that you can call and say, I'm worried about this situation. This is not your own personal need, because we can be very selfish in our prayers. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do this for me. And there are needs all around us. Intercession is about praying for needs of other people, praying for the needs of our community, challenging things that is going on through prayers. Do you have a prayer partner that you can pray with? And so we need to pray this until something happens. They say push is pray until something happens. As a couple, do you ever hold hands in agreement and say, we need to pray about this? And you're not going to stop praying until you see results. In Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8, Jesus says that you can never stop praying. And he gave an illustration of a widow that needs justice before the king. But because she persisted, she never stopped going back to the king. The king said, all right, just to get this woman off my back, grant her a request. It is the same thing with prayer. It is the same thing. We have to keep praying. I met a lady one time in Burnley, Shekinah Christian Center. And as she was telling us what they've had to do to get to where they were, I realized that I'm not very patient. I don't persevere enough in prayer. I want God, I want you to do it, and I want it now. Yes, you can do. Why are you not doing it now? And by the time this lady finished talking, I was weeping. I said, Lord, I've been so impatient. Would you teach me? Because while God, you're praying and expecting, God is doing something. God never stopped working. By the time we get home now, some of us will have a nap. Later we'll go to bed. God does not sleep. And even though it may seem slow, there is a timing that when God strikes, there's no one that can stop him. And that's the case of Mordecai. I love the story of Mordecai. We've been reading that through this month. You know, Mordecai, first of all, did something for the king. He wasn't acknowledged. Mordecai could have said, I'm not going to pray anymore. The king didn't acknowledge me. God, you're supposed to do that. But God knew what was coming ahead of him. He knew there was going to be a time when Mordecai will be vindicated. Intercession requires persistence. It requires not giving up. People would come to you and say, oh, but you say you're a prayer warrior. Nothing is happening. Say to them with all confidence, do you know what? Mine is to pray. God is to do it. And I will keep doing it until God does it. It's up to him, whatever he does with my prayer. But I'm not going to stop praying. In fact, even if I don't know how to pray, Paul says, pray all kinds of prayer. Paul said, there was a time we were praying as mothers, and you know, I've heard this thing over and over again that we don't know if our children are going to believe or if they're going to accept the faith. And I pointed out to the lady that said, for me personally, I don't think that is the right thing to say. Salvation is one thing that God wants for everybody to be saved. And so I would rather be in the position of, God, you have to save my sons. You have to save my daughters. However long it takes you, I am trusting you for salvation. My children are going to serve you. My children are going to honor you. This community is going to know you. This community is going to honor you, Lord. We need to keep, if it's according to the will of God, we are never to give up. And so that requires that you know what the will of God is. And you can only know the will of God when you read the Bible. If I was to ask now how many people actually picks up the Bible to read each day, it will be like, you know. But honestly, it's another thing that the enemy of our souls doesn't want us to do. Or you read it and you don't understand it. Ask the Holy Spirit for insight. He's our helper. He's our comforter. He's our counselor. He's our teacher. Whatever you don't know how to do, God is able to help you. He's able to teach you. And I'm a living witness to what God, how he can transform lives, how he can act. And he does it like gradually. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm not where I was yesterday. God is moving me forward. That is the good thing about prayer. You know that it is not because of anything that you've done. It's just that you've handed it over to God. You know, I'm sure I've shared before how I came into Manchester, very hopeless. I thought I was going to die. I came into Life Church. It was all like, oh my God, this is not my comfort zone. But I felt in my spirit, stay here. And it has been through praying, interceding, even praying for my church as well. That, Lord, you will do what you want to do over this church. And one of the things that the Lord laid on my heart one day I was praying for Life Church is that there are things that set itself against the knowledge of the Lord in the church. And we need to stand against it. We are not to say, pray about the issues in your church because it is your church. You represent this place wherever you go. Pray for the church. Amen. Can I have the last, just go into the last slide because of our time. Keep going. Now, I've put here criteria for intercessor. To be an intercessor, you have to have a compassionate heart. What moves God has to move you. You know, children are being abused. People are on the streets. Drugs, alcohol. We heard recently how a young man in hell was actually stabbed. And I remember that day, you know, the Monday I've been thinking about it and I sat in my car and I, Lord, what do we do about this? We've been hearing about it in London. Now it's coming to Manchester. We don't want it, Lord. And this song came to my heart. Lord, I look to you. I will not be overwhelmed. I said, Lord, I am overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed because I've got children as well. And the Lord said to me, would you go crazy? Would you go crazy for me to show that you are truly overwhelmed and you want me to do something? And so what we decided to do, I thought in my heart that, all right, we are going to be doing prayer walks. And one of the ones that we did was actually started from our car park and we walked all the way to Sale Grammar School. and we stayed in front of that school, and we were actually praying. Motorists were looking at us, who are these crazy people? But we know what our agenda is. We need God to do something. We need God to touch the hearts of our children. We don't want that spirit of hunger to take them over. We don't want them to, you know, to say, oh, nothing is happening for me. Life is hopeless. And the enemy has taken over there. So we want to stand against that. As I'm encouraging you today, what are you going to do as a child of God to change things in the spiritual realm? You have to have a heart of compassion. What move God has to move you? You have to have faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whoever comes to him must believe that he is and is the rewarder of they that diligently seek him. You have to keep seeking. You have to believe. Even when everybody is saying you are mad, say, yes, I'm mad for Jesus. Keep doing it. Keep, you know, going on in faith. When they say it's not going to happen, say it will happen because the Lord, word of the Lord says so. You have to have a willingness. You have to have a willingness. You have to trust God. Trust was an issue for me. And I pray, Lord, help me or teach me to trust you. God can. You have to be persistent in praying. You have to learn to listen. And you need to create time as well. It's not the 5-minute prayer in the morning. You've prayed it, off you go. And that's until nighttime and the next morning. No, please, we take time for holiday. Let us include time for prayer as well, prayer of intercession. Let us decide this weekend I'm actually going away and I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to pray about that. If you have people to come with you, invite them along. It's not just about fun. I think we live in a time now where, you know, where Ephesians 6:12 talks, our wrestling is not against flesh and blood. It is so, you know, apparent now that, yes, there is something going on that we don't understand. The government seems to be confused. There's so many rules and policies coming. But would you rise up and pray and ask the Lord to do something? For people that may be struggling with prayer, I've read this book and I'm recommending it. It's a small book and, you know, How to Pray, and it's by R. Torrey. You know, I would recommend it. It's a very challenging book. And as Mother's Prayer, we have read this as well, Praying Circle Around Your Children. He recommends, like, very good things that you can actually start to practice to energize your prayer life and to encourage your praying as well. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 6, I'm rounding up now. In Ephesians chapter 6, if I can have the band up, please. Paul prayed a prayer there. And I want to encourage us to pray that prayer as well, particularly if you have somebody that are not saved yet, family member, friend. Paul says, I kneel before the Father from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen Elizabeth, put the name of the person there, with power through his spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in Elizabeth's heart through faith. And I pray that Elizabeth, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the holy, Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, long, and how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that passes knowledge, that Elizabeth may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That is a good prayer to pray for people that we want to come to the Lord. And there are loads of examples in the Bible like that. I want to challenge us as a church this morning. What would you do about your prayer life? I don't know where your heart, but I know that these days we're getting very weary in our prayers. And the simple answer is because we feel God does not really do anything. I've prayed and nothing has happened. I want to challenge us to please put on that garment of prayer again and say, Lord, I am willing. Because behind that is the enemy that does not want you to pray. And if you're not going to pray about anything, please pray for our young ones. Pray for our children. They are our future. We need God to start to raise them up as an army. Isaiah 54:13 says, I will teach your children, and great shall be their peace. But you need to keep telling God, God, your word is that you would teach my children. I'm asking you to come and teach my children. For people that works for the young people, I love the life kids, the life youth, what they teach them. I often ask my children, what have you done in church today? And they tell me the things, and we practice what they have learned in church. But we need more prayers. We need more testimony. We want our time coming up here to be that, this is what we've seen God do. We prayed about it, and this is what we've seen God do. God himself will be happy. He will be proud if you will say to him, God, do something. Amen. And so I just want us to rise on our faith. And there's something I want us to practice. I know we don't do it very much. It's taking God's grace for me to come and stand here. I say, God, Life Church is filled with very educated people, you know, very sophisticated, and God doesn't like a noise and all of that. But do you know what? When God has called you to do something, you do it in his name anyway. So I'm going to ask us to just visualize Jesus is before you, you know, and I want us to just open up our mouth and just pray. Like you would speak to a friend. I want you to think about a situation or someone that you really want God to do something in the life of that person or in a situation. And I want us to just voice it out. Just voice it out. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would have his way. Let us pray. Let us open our mouths to pray. Let us open our mouths. Lord, we are not happy about what is happening in our community. We are not happy about how our children are being taught and how they're being led. We want you, Jesus, to come and intervene in the affairs of man. We are sorry, oh Lord, my God, that we have put you last instead of us putting you forward. And so, Lord, this morning we are asking that you come and show your mightiness. Oh Lord, open the floodgate of heaven. And let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Strengthen our spiritual life. Strengthen our prayer life, oh Lord. Meet us at that very point of our need, of our needs, Lord. Take us to our need to pray, Lord. Teach us how to pray, Holy Spirit. Let mighty things begin to happen, even as your people start to pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to be doing a response. I feel in my spirit that there are some people that probably used to be an intercessor, but that power seems to be going down. If that is you, if you can just come forward and just as Laura leads us in the last song, and just open your hands. I love to open my hands when I'm praying because I want to receive from God. And so if you're someone that you know you used to pray better than you are now, but you have been discouraged or you're weary or you're tired, please come out and let us pray together. If you have someone that you've never prayed a prayer of petition or intercession before, and you want that gift to come on you, I'm asking you as well to come out and ask that the Lord will pour upon you that spirit to become an intercessor. That spirit to be able to petition the Lord and say, God, would you do this? And if everything that I've been saying does not even mean anything to you, please still respond by saying, Lord, I don't even understand anything she said. But it kind of makes sense somehow. And I want to receive from you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we have the leaders and the prayer team as well, please, to just lead the people in prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Father, pour out your spirit. 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 You want us to pray, Lord. Randa Kelly Handabasoro Honda de Bosso Toliha Randa de Bosura Handa Kari Handa de Mosuta Kili Handa Rada da Basura Honda de Bosukanda Liha Yere Mosukatara Handa Kelly Handa Masoko Tadi Handa de Bosutalia. Father God, you are Wah. We cannot do it unless you help us, O Lord. We need you, Jesus. Come down in your mighty power, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. 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 Let your people be blessed. Break every yoke, oh Lord, that has entangled us, oh Lord, my Father, to disrupt our prayer lives. Render the devil so corianda masetolia. Holy Spirit, have your way. 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 We want to take away all the buts, Lord. And we want you, Lord Jesus, to move in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in the name of Jesus. Minister to our hearts, oh Lord. Break down every wall that the enemy has built, oh Lord, in our hearts. And help us to be open to you, Father God. Help us enrich our prayer life. Strengthen our prayer life, oh Lord, my God. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen our prayer lives, oh Lord. Strengthen our prayer life, oh Lord, my God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, encourage your people. In the name of Jesus. Rende de boso kura handa ma soteri handa da da. Rabaka sotori handa de boso ri handa ma ma. Amen. Amen. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Jesus. Jesus, have your way. 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 Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your Spirit. We thank you for your anointing that breaks every yoke. Whatever is the yoke that the enemy has put in place that is disrupting our prayer life. Father, today in the name of Jesus, we pray for fresh anointing, for that yoke to be broken. And we pray, oh Lord my God, that you will immerse us in your power and in your glory. That as we go away from here, Lord, it's not going to be a matter of we've heard and that is it. You will steer us in our spirit, oh Lord my God, to want to rise up in prayer. Oh Lord my God, it may be uncomfortable sometimes, but Lord, it is what you want us to do. And I just pray that you will take charge of your church, Lord my God, that you will raise up intercessors, oh Lord my God, that your people will be willing to want to stand in the gap and see what you, Lord, can do. We thank you for our fellowship this afternoon, and I pray God's blessings over each one and every one of us, that as we go away from here, the Spirit of the Lord goes with us. The Holy Spirit speaks to us in a way that would understand. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can I just say as well that we need intercessors in the church? So if everyone is willing and you feel in your heart, I want to learn to be an intercessor, sorry, please speak to the leaders. God does teach. Amen.
Amen. Cool. Thank you, Elizabeth. We're going to finish our meeting there.